So here at the Doha Forum, climate change is definitely one of the key focuses of the discussions. And we know that climate is expected to take a significant toll on the MENA region. You know, we're looking at food insecurity, rising water scarcity, impacts on agricultural production and livestock, livestock loss, and other challenges. Could you speak to how you are integrating climate considerations into your work, and how combating the youth unemployment crisis, how you see that helping to address the region's sustainability challenges?
Well, to start, I think it's an important discussion and it's an important topic. And everyone needs to understand that it's relevant to everything. Whenever I talk to partners and I talk about, you know, what kind of environmental impact are we leaving behind, a lot of them get confused. Why are you bringing climate impact towards youth employment or economic empowerment? Well, people need to understand that it's impacting everyone. It's actually impacting a lot of our beneficiaries, a lot of our projects as well. We have noticed extreme drought, extreme flooding, extreme hot weather, cold weather in a lot of the countries that we work in. And it's impacting the projects because a lot of it is dependent on the agricultural sector, the herding of animals. So it does impact a lot of people. At the same time, as you mentioned, for security. We try to, first of all, introduce self-dependency, whether it's economical or even for food security. A lot of our projects target the natural resources of the country itself. So we look at what kind of untapped resources are there and divert those young entrepreneurs or young beneficiaries towards them. The easiest example would be, again, Somalia, it's fishery. We have a lot of countries, we're looking at agriculture. Say countries like Yemen, where they have really rich soil, countries like, I believe, Sierra Leone, unfortunately, Afghanistan, before the recent event happened, we were talking actually about agricultural opportunities in there. So we do tend to try to fix the to introduce self-dependency when it comes to food security. At the same time, we always try to be vigilant as possible. We always introduce a sustainable operation towards our activities. When it comes to agriculture, we always ask the people who train the beneficiaries to introduce the green agriculture, utilization of solar energy, the best way to utilize soil, how to sustain the natural aspects of the soil, the fishery, for example, how to sustain the marine life, how to not disturb the marine life, how to be able to utilize the resources available without destroying them for the long run. So I think it comes in both ways, where you need to understand that it's impacting everyone. It will impact everyone in a way or another. At the same time, everyone can do something to give back, whether it's on an individual level or whether it's on an institutional level. At the same time, most recently, we started to try to capture it in both, in the planning phase as well as in the closure phase, to learn from it for our next projects. We're trying to utilize digital resources to reduce or close the gap between traveling. I think this is going to introduce a lot of cutting in the carbon emissions, where previously, especially in the enterprise development, the loan officers used to travel toward the beneficiaries, or the beneficiaries used to travel toward the loan officers' offices. I would assume that it takes a lot of basically fuel. It burns a lot of fuel. They utilize transportations. A lot of them come from marginalized areas or rural areas that takes them, you know, an hour or two to drive. So once we introduce digital platforms for them to be able to apply for those loans from the comfort of their own house, you're giving them options, you're reaching out to more beneficiaries. At the same time, you're cutting a lot of the emissions. So all of those things we're trying to capture and promote at the same time. However small they are, I do think they add to the benefit of the global action towards climate control.